Talking today with Bruce Stripling at FMC.
And it's been a pretty crazy year here today, but what do you guys have that's coming up new for this next year?
Casey, I tell you, we're really excited about our Xyway brand fungicides. There's a lot of buzz in the marketplace with it. When you do something that's unprecedented or unique, there tends to be a lot of excitement around it. You know, when you're able to put a fungicide in the furrow or in a 2x2 application and get foliar disease protection comparable to an R1 application, our traditional foliar sprays, that's pretty exciting. That's phenomenal. It's unprecedented. It's unique.
Well, now, so you can talk in scientific ways, but tell us a little bit about how this is actually beneficial for producers. Like, how does this save them some time, save them some energy, you know, save them some work?
Sure. You know, I think from the standpoint of a grower, it gives them some versatility. And there's peace of mind. You know, all of our fungicides work best when they're applied prior to the onset of disease. No better time to do that than at planting time. So this is going to give that guy a little freedom. He's not chasing down an airplane or a guy that's got a higher clearance sprayer to go over his crop with. We know there's also a lot of areas where airplanes can't necessarily fly into, or maybe we got corn grown in some sensitive areas near schools or cities. So this is going to give that grower a chance to put on a fungicide at plant that's going to rival an R1 application, controlling those diseases like northern corn leaf blight, southern corn leaf blight, and gray leaf spot.
And how frequently do they have to apply?
One time, one shot at plant. That's the beauty of this is, you know, you get this down early at plant. You know, I kind of like to set it and forget it. You get that disease protection throughout the growing season. So every time that plant's growing, transpiring, it's pulling AI across that leaf tissue.
Well, that's for sure going to save some producers time.
Time and money. That's what we like to save.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you've seen throughout your industry going through. I mean, we've all had challenges in 2020, of course, but what are some of the ag challenges that you guys have seen?
You know, from a perspective, I think a lot of producers are trying to cut input costs. When we see commodity prices that are low, we try to cut input costs, and we know you can't save yourself into a good fortune. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, we battled the weather, we battled tariffs, we battled a virus. There's nothing a grower. Growers are so special in what they do every year and every day, getting up and putting something they invest in the ground and hoping at the end of the year they get a return on investment on. What I want to see in 2021 is no hurricanes, no straight line winds, no drought, no floods. Let's have a good year. Let's have a good crop. Let's have good prices and be able to move that crop and export it. That's my wish for 2021.
Same. Absolutely. And the nice thing about you guys is you have the science behind ways to help farmers. You know, sometimes it's not readily available, like producers are not going to go out and look at the science, but that's what you guys do to save producers time and energy that way by letting them know what the best product for their particular product would be.
Absolutely, Casey. It's ROI, return on investment. You know, one of the things we look at FMC, if we can't get a grower return on investment, then it's not a product for them. So that's what we key in on is return on investment. Do a lot of research. You know, we do a lot of seed bank study research for overlapping residuals. You hear FMC tout their overlapping residual program, and why is that? Reducing that seed bank, helping that yield over time. You know, we got technology like dicamba and limber that can clean up a lot of escapes. Well, we know that we don't rely too much on those technologies because we're going to put pressure on those technologies. So coming in with overlapping residuals, why those are important, why a fungicide put out at plant can bring return on investment. It's all about return on investment to the grower.
Talk a little bit about what you guys do uniquely from other folks.
Yeah, so we don't have any investment in seed traits. We're solely and specifically crop protection chemical company. So we're not distracted by what goes on in seed traits. We're specifically about crop protection. So we invest all of our R&D money there. So for us, again, it's about allowing that grower, if the more crop protection products we bring out into the marketplace, it gives that grower flexibility to then have more flexibility to choose his seed traits. Does he need to load up on this trait or have this hybrid that has these set of traits for insect or disease protection? Or can he load up on a different variety knowing he has a crop protection product that's going to cover him on the back end.
Is there anything new and exciting coming out that you can tell us about?
Man, we got Xyway we're launching. We're coming out with Vantacore. We know we launched LFS last year. Vantacore is going to be a new high load, what we call version of Prevathon, if growers are used to applying Prevathon. Now we're taking Prevathon and we're launching Vantacore that we go from a product that's used at 14 to 20 ounces down to 1 to 2.5. So we talk about saving the grower money and time. Now less time at the sprayer mixing, a few ounces goes a long way. It's all about efficiency for the grower.
Right. And because that's what's most important. Like you said, just kind of trying to make money and then trying to make valuable use of your time.
Two things in life you need more of, yield and time.
That's right. Well, Bruce, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate it.